Hi, welcome back. Today we're going to be looking at how to become a confident Christian. Developing the character of obedience to the call of God and His direction in your life is the hallmark of Christian maturity. However, it's very difficult, if not impossible, to be obedient to the Lord Jesus if you have doubts about your salvation, doubts about God's love for you, or doubts whether or not you've been forgiven and accepted. You see, if these foundational or elemental principles are not firmly established, you will, in all probability, find it difficult to hear from God and to fully trust Him. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 through 3 makes it clear that there are elementary principles and that there are deeper things of Christ. We are challenged to not settle for just the basics, but to advance to the issues that produce maturity in Christ. The Amplified Bible puts it this way: "Therefore, let us go on and get past the elementary stage in the teachings and doctrine of Christ the Messiah, advancing steadily towards the completeness and perfection that belongs to spiritual maturity. Let us not be again laying the foundation of repentance and abandonment of dead works, of faith by which you turn to God, teachings about purification or baptisms, the laying on of hands, the resurrection from the dead, and eternal judgment. These are all matters of which you should have fully been aware a long, long time ago. If indeed God permits, we will now proceed to advanced teaching." Now, as you can see from the scripture, you've got to grow. You can't stay in spiritual kindergarten and expect God's best. Now, what's the difference between elementary and advanced principles? Well, elementary has to do with foundational truths about what Jesus Christ has purchased for you through the cross. Advanced principles are the truths that require a foundation to build upon. I recommend you read Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 28 about foundations. But it would be like learning the letters of the alphabet before learning how to write a sentence. You have to do that. See, once you've grasped the elementary principles, then you're ready to go on to the advanced principles. The advanced principles in Christ will enable you to stand with confidence in every situation and circumstance. And we do face those, don't we? Jesus died on the cross so that you would have eternal life. But He also died so that you would have a life of meaning and purpose that would bring honor or glory to Him. So what am I saying? The fullness of knowing Christ is not in salvation alone, but in His salvation and His purpose for your life. You see, your purpose in life is to become more like Jesus in every area of your life. In other words, it's all about character. The elementary things spoken of in Hebrews do not define you. They are simply the initial stages of growth in Christ. But you are defined by the decisions you make or your character. That is who you are really when no one is looking. Now, before we jump into the deeper things of Christ, we should take a brief look at the elementary things mentioned in Hebrews 6, 1 through 3. And these are truths that must be settled once and for all. Can't be doing it over and over and over again. You cannot grow unless the foundation has been set, and once you have this solid foundation, you can then build on it. For instance, if you're not sure you are saved, if you're not sure you are forgiven, if you're not sure you're going to heaven, if you're not sure you're loved and accepted by God, then your foundation has not been established. The Bible describes a person who is not sure as double-minded. Listen to what James says in chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. James says, "But let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like the wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is double-minded, unstable in all his ways." Only you can decide to live your life by faith, and not by emotions and the circumstances of life. Let your decisions and behavior demonstrate that you are believing God and His Word. Now, here are the six areas that were mentioned in Hebrews chapter 6. These are the areas that we're not to be double-minded about. So let's lay the foundation and then build on it. One, repentance and abandonment of dead works, or that's basically formalism or legalism. Two, saving faith by which you turn to God. Three, baptisms or washings. Four, the laying on of hands. Five, the resurrection from the dead. And finally, six, eternal judgment and punishment. In the coming weeks, I will attempt to show how, when we are confident in each one of these areas, we'll be able to build a life of love, peace, joy, and purpose. And I know that's what you want. You want to be confident in your relationship with Jesus Christ. You want to have the assurance of not only salvation, but that God's blessing would be poured on your life. And I pray that for you right now. Lord, just bless each person that listens to this video. And so until the next time, may God just abundantly bless you. In Jesus' name, I thank you.